where I first saw the light. My sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbirds sing me to rest every night, wild as tempted to roam. Take me back to that place where the orange trees grow, my place in the evergreen shade, where the flowers on rivers seek mountains to grow, spread their seeds into the glade. Take me back to that place where I first saw the light, my sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbirds sing me to rest every night, when was I tempted to roam? The path to our cottage, they say, has grown green. Stones are quite mossy all around, and I know the faces and forms I have seen now lie in the cold mossy ground. Take me back to the place where I first saw the light, my sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbirds sing me to rest every night. Why was I tempted to roam? Take me back, let me see what is left that I knew of the warm waters that shelter me there. Where I first saw the light, my sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbirds sing me to rest every night. Why was I tempted to roam? Take me back to the place where I first saw the light, my sweet sunny south, take me home, where the every night, why was I tempted to roam?
Wow.
Okay.
Well, starting it off with a bang. Sister Tree, Dee Brewston, Carrie Joy.
Hi there.
Hello.
Welcome and thank you for coming to the Roadhouse tonight.
Yeah, it's our pleasure.
Now I know what Will was so excited about when you guys were in a couple weeks, 3 weeks ago or so, you did the Scenic Route special Saturday afternoon show with our very own Will Moore.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
I think it was mid-November.
It was the same weekend as the Winter Gather at the Folk House.
That's right. Oh, Not too long ago. Nope. So, but welcome back. Welcome back to the North Shore.
Thanks. It's always nice to be up here.
Dee Brewston on guitar on Looker's Left, and moving left to right on your radio dial is Carrie Joy with the fiddle.
Yeah. Good for visual
energy references.
Yeah.
So we're performing tonight and tomorrow at the Gunflint Tavern. Right?
Indeed. That's correct. Yeah.
Is that where you guys played last time you were up?
Mm-hmm.
You must have wowed them. They call you right back. Get back up here.
Pretty much. I think we actually already had this one scheduled, but we love playing at the tavern. Good food, good folks there.
Good vibe.
Yep. They always treat us real well.
So talk a little bit about the music that you play, Celtic roots and Americana.
Yeah.
Some of the songs I recognized and some I didn't. So fill me in a little bit on what got you involved with this kind of music and where's it taking you?
Oh, and I must say for our listeners at home, please introduce yourself before you speak.
Okay, well, I'm Dee Brewst. I grew up in the Twin Cities and always coming up to the North Shore when I was little. I'm a mother of five. I'm a teacher of English and do family outreach with Matamidi Public Schools in the Northeast Metro. I'm the daughter of public teachers, public school teachers, and five beautiful children, and playing music is kind of a survival instinct for me. Run off and make the magic happen that makes me a better mother, a better wife, a better teacher, better friend, a better me. So
nice. Thanks. It's the creative release. And how about you, Carrie Joy?
Well, I grew up in Northwest Montana, and I started out playing old-time fiddle. So those roots go really deep in as far as my personal history. I started when I was 8 years old. And then I kind of just got drawn to Celtic music over the years. I think my parents picked up a Martin Hayes CD, picked up a Chieftains album, and it just really struck a chord with me. No pun intended. So I started kind of delving into that world, and it's been, you know, maybe 12 or 15 years that I've been trying to learn the style, the Celtic styles. And there are several different countries which are considered Celtic countries. So we kind of do selections from all of those places.
Okay, besides Ireland.
Yeah, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Cornwall at one point was a Celtic mm-hmm. nation, the Brittany region of France, and then Galicia in Spain.
Mm-hmm. We play some English tunes too. We try to hearken back to our own heritage, which is, I mean, we're both kind of Northern European mutts, and yes. and you figure the waves of conquest and migration have moved through those lands, just as many waves of immigrants have come here, and some of the things that have been collected here that are considered Americana tunes go back, and you know, back and back.
Well, a lot of the Southern Appalachian music came through the very channels that you're talking about.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I noticed that you have recorded some of those. Mm-hmm. And that makes for an interesting connection, I'm sure.
Well, that first piece we played has an Irish tune, the red-haired boy, or... Little Beggar Man, yeah.
Which I learned as an old-time tune.
Yeah,
so I never heard it in its original state. Yeah,
and the Sweet Sunny South lyrics are definitely from the South. It was a kind of a propaganda piece to get to stop some of the migration of people coming north during the just the Civil War era. So we play a few tunes that are, you know, they have kind of political messages. We try to cast them in a light of solace and joy and fun and connection. So, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well, you've got a number of appearances coming up here after Gunflint Tavern. And... though I recognize some of the music, I don't recognize a lot of these places where you're going to play. So do you do any of these? Do you have any regular places that you tend to do, or are you pretty much all over the map?
Our home stage I think of is the Dubliner Pub and Cafe, which is in Midtown. We also play a fair bit at the Claddagh Irish Pub in Maple Grove. Mm-hmm. And then odd special events here and there. Mm-hmm. Indeed.
We're excited for the Hook and Ladder show coming up.
Yeah, what is that? The Hook and Ladder show. This is a group called the Wild Colonial Boys.
Yeah,
firefighters.
They do great original kind of Irish Americana rock, or American Irish American rock.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of mostly original music. And this is a release party for a live album that they recorded at the Irish Fair of Minnesota this past summer.
Oh.
So we're actually going to be sharing that billing with them. And the Hook and Ladder Theater is a great venue. I don't know if you've been to it. It's a fairly new venue in cities.
It used to be Patrick's Cabaret. So.
Oh, Patrick's Cabaret.
Yeah.
I actually met him.
Old Firehouse.
The Old Firehouse Theater.
Yep.
Yeah.
I knew there was
time.
That's a landmark.
Indeed.
I hope they fixed it up, because it
very
much kind of,
so. It's beautiful
it's
in there.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. I can remember when the Firehouse Theater was performing that group in the Firehouse and doing some rather controversial things, which we won't go into at the moment.
Indeed.
Oh,
gee.
Oh, my.
You know all about that, don't you?
Yes.
Well, we won't. Yeah, we're not talking about that today. Okay, so what do you got on store on tap for us? So what do you want to do?
I'd love to do the Twa Corbies D.
Okay.
It's a Scottish song about death.
Oh, fun.
Recycling.
Yes.
Green living. I don't know, it's a couple of crows discussing their dinner plans. And it's kind of about the inevitability of returning to the earth and pushing up daisies and making rounds and down to the particle.
Sounds pretty Celtic to me.
Very, very Celtic.
The happiest, deepest song I've ever heard.
I don't know, but the fiddle is smoking, and so
wow.
is the guitar.
Indeed, excellent.
Thank you,
Sister Tree.
So, listen, you've got a new release coming out called "Banish Misfortune." Does this happen to be on that?
Yes, it does. Yep, and we released that in August. Mm-hmm. We just haven't quite gotten it online yet. We're working on it. So we do have albums that'll be for sale
Not albums, like vinyl albums. We've got CDs for sale this evening and next evening. Okay.
Oh, it's a beautiful album, too. Beautiful. Check it out online, sistertreemusic.com. I'm looking at right now, sistertreemusic.com. Beautiful site, beautiful album cover.
Yeah.
Beautiful name, Banish Misfortune.
A little bit of a mouthful there, Banish Misfortune.
Yeah, love it, though.
It's hard to say that sometimes.
So it's like an inspiring message of positive vibe.
Yeah.
Something in here really struck me. We needed it this year.
Right. So what else is on that album that you want to do for us? Because let's not talk, let's play. All let's right. listen.
Let's see. Name a track, any track.
Three?
How about Wild Mountain Time?
An old favorite.
Sister Tree on the Roadhouse.
Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time grows around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pick wild mountain time all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? I will build my love a bower by yon pure crystal fountain, and on it I will pile all the flowers of the mountain. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pick wild mountain time all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? If my true love he will not go, I will surely find another to pick wild mountain time all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pick wild mountain time all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go?
Wonderful. Thank you very much. That brings me back. That's a long way back. That's been around a long time. Well, as we needed something a little bit more upbeat. You've done three jigs. Mm-hmm. And that's about as Celtic as you can get, right?
That's true indeed. We want to do those the rolling waves, I buried my wife and danced on her grave, and the 5-pound flute.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was three jigs? It just sounded like one.
Three different jigs.
Well, you know.
Three in one.
Three in one jig.
Three for one. Sister Tree on the Roadhouse. Dee Bruce on guitar and vocals. And Carrie Joy on fiddle and vocals. Very inspiring sound, I must say.
Yes.
You girls make happy music, even when it's talking about sad things.
Yeah, the one about dancing under graves. I was, but still.
Is that sort of the Celtic twist there, where you can like be morbid but upbeat?
Very, very much so.
Oh, yeah. I would think
they,
so, yeah.
They love to sing and talk about death. It's just, I mean, you think about the traditional funeral is a wake, and it's just a huge party, like huge raucous party. Nice. Lots of drinking, live music.
Celebrate.
Yeah, and they did the wake because, you know, for a while there, back in the day, back before modern medicine, it was hard for them to tell if somebody was actually dead.
Really?
And so they would lay the body out for, how long was it? Like, I don't know, it was a couple days,
long
I want
to
say.
Tell.
Long enough to tell, indeed. And they would throw this huge party, and the idea was we have to be loud and raucous enough to wake the dead if they're not dead.
Makes sense. Good idea. I wonder how many times that worked.
A party you don't want to miss.
I think it may have worked a couple of times.
Didn't you ever see the movie Waking Ned Devine? Anyway, that's probably not true. But
Sister Tree, we got to ask you about the name.
Yeah.
D.
That's D's brainchild. It's kind of a word association game. Have you ever played word association? Well, word ball.
Sure.
If somebody throws a word, you serve. And then, you know, more ideas come. It can be tangential or completely non sequitur, non-related. And I like imagery and, you know, a facial expression is kind of hard to put into words.
I honestly don't know how she came up with it because she just had it already. She was like, so I was thinking Sister Tree. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, well, sure.
On your website, you've got a drawing of that and the intertwining of the roots and this kind of thing. It, not only does it look quite Celtic, but I think it's pretty much says what I'm hearing.
Good.
Awesome.
Between the two of you.
That particular image is a henna on a goat skin rain drum.
Wow.
So it's a circular frame drum filled with... steel shot, and so you hold it in your hands and you can like gently tip it, and it sounds like a
storm.
Sounds like, well, it can sound like a gentle rain on a metal roof, or
really
or
skilled.
you can really
oh,
whip it back and
kind
forth,
kind of like those what is it, rain sticks.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Like that. Well, listen, we've got what, about 5 minutes left here. Let's fill it up with some more songs.
So did you do Saint Dance?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll remind everyone, Sister Tree playing live tonight at the Gunflint Tavern at 8 and tomorrow night back at the Gunflint Tavern at 8. So two chances to see these gals live. Definitely worth the drive.
I would say so. Fun to watch, two girls.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Since then.
top. Little boy says, well, take your hat. He's caught up in the magic of her smile. And leave the heart inside and went up across the floor. He sent his clumsy body as graceful as a child. He says, there's magic in the fiddler's arm. There's magic in this town. There's magic in the dancer's feet and the way they put him down. People smiling everywhere. And ribbons and lots of hair and laughter and old blue suits and Easter gowns. The empty chairs, the wooden floor that feels the touch of shoes no more, waiting for the dancers to come back. And the fiddles in the closet of some daughter of the town. The strings are broken, the bow is gone, and the covers buttoned down. People sigh and spend the nights, and the air is cold and the wind is right. A melody comes passing through this town.
Hey,
very seasonally appropriate song. Weather's cold.
Yeah. I just got so caught up in the tune. Those lyrics went straight out of my brain.
Oh, it is a love song to a tune.
Indeed.
So. That's the fun part about live music.
Yeah.
Make it up as you go.
Keep us on our toes.
Indeed.
It's like live radio. We make it up as we go too, so that's fine.
Yes, and sadly, we're running out of time.
Yes.
But that was a great one to end on.
Well, thanks so much for
having
us. What
was the name of that song?
That's the Ballad of St. Ezreal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you. Brought to you by Sister Tree, the duo of Dee Bruce on guitar and Carrie Joy on the fiddle.
So,
yeah, 8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Gunflint Tavern, downtown Grand Marais, Sister Tree.
Thank you so
Thanks
much
for having us.
Thanks for the album, Banish Misfortune.